So many of us have family and friends that are affected by illnesses or injuries that change our lives. The expectation of what was going to happen or what was to be. Chris Williams and Dr. Jill Hubbard come alongside of Joe, who called into New Life Live about his wife's cancer. He and his kids are feeling overwhelmed. Next, Jim Burns and Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer address Coach, who had questions about his brain injury. Following is a short discussion on having a willing heart by Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer and Chris Williams. Let's listen.
Joe in Los Angeles, welcome to New Life Live.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. God bless you all. My question, let me see if I could sum it up. My wife has just been recently, maybe about a month ago, diagnosed with cancer. We've been married for many years, and maybe about going on 30 years. I do have a 17-year-old and a daughter who's 25 that live. We all live together here. You know, to say the least, it's been way more than overwhelming, the fear. Fear is like it's the outstanding thing in the household right now. It feels like a dark time. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, we're getting through it day by day. But to get to my question on this, am I doing things right as the leader of the house? Because sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough. Am I doing the things that are going to bring healing for her, you know, medically? I am taking her to the doctor, going with every single doctor appointment. As far as the emotional support and stuff while we're here in the house, at times I tend to overwhelm her with, hey, why don't you take this? Let's take this, you know. Mm-hmm.
So Joe, this is similar in that this is another, you know, overwhelming, as you said, you know, situation where you don't have control, mm-hmm. right? You're powerless in this against cancer. And so mm-hmm. I love your heart of wanting to be there and wanting to look at, you know, what can I do to help my family emotionally? Sometimes there's a tendency to overdo on the physical, the tangible tasks, because that feels productive and it feels like we're doing something versus like I love the fact that you're going to appointments, because some of it is just the being with. Mm-hmm. And maybe not talking so much, not peppering her with everything that you could do for her, but maybe allow her to just talk about how she's feeling. What does it feel like to be going through treatment? What does it feel like to, you're a month in to having cancer? What thoughts go through your head? What do you think about our daughters? What, you know?
Yeah. And I want you to lead Joe in a completely different way. As mm-hmm. Joe was saying, yeah. you know, you're not in charge or in control of the physical healing process, mm-hmm. but you mm-hmm. can be a great leader in the emotional relational process in the home. And so mm-hmm. what that looks like is again, not overwhelming people, but I'm going to give you three questions as prompts to talk with as a family.
Well, with wife and daughters, each
yes.
daughter individually.
Each child, yep. The whole family. And the three prompts are this. What are you afraid of? What do you hope for? And the last one is, what do you need?
Now, that would be directed to both daughter, son, and my wife?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And okay. yourself.
Mm. What yeah. are the three questions mm-hmm. again?
What are you afraid of?
What are you afraid of? What are you hopeful for? And what do you need? And
okay.
and that will open up unbelievable amounts of connection and conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you will become the person that your family needs you to be for them in the moment.
Mm.
And vice versa. They will be that for you as well.
What do you think, Joe?
I think those are key points I do need to bring up or I should touch on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Thank you for calling in today here on New Life Live.